Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Save big on everything when you shop at Menards. Upgrade your kitchen today with Clearview Cabinetry. We offer a great selection of finishes made with the finest materials and built to withstand life's sticky messes. They provide features like soft closed doors and drawers and with cabinet accessories to match your unique style. View our selection of Clearview Cabinetry on Menards.com. Plus, check out our weekly flyer and find plenty of great deals happening this week.
Save big money at Menards.
You're listening to the home of the winning edge.
We're always here.
24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you don't have to mark your calendar or anything.
What do you got going on anyway? That's what we thought.
This is Sports Grid Radio on Sirius XM.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags!
Let's rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Let's roll. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. Kicking it Thursday night throwdown style. Teddy Covers will step up and then straight from the strip in Las Vegas, Nevada. We're sending it to the Windy City. Julio Rosario will kick it with us. Our Windy City Sports Report. We're sending it to Raider Nation as well. Las Vegas, the place to be tonight on the Rage. As Vincent Bonsignor will step up and in and join us. The Review Journal. Journal Review. I always get the two confused and mixed up either way. and I live there, and I'm like, is it the Journal? Journal Review? Review Journal? Either way, it's a damn good newspaper. Best sports section in America. It really is. It's the one thing, if you live in Las Vegas, it's actually worth picking up a newspaper. A lot of cities, you can't say that, right? A lot of sports sections suck. Vegas sports section has always been great, even before the Raiders got there. All right, so a lot of stuff to break down tonight. The Green Bay Packers broke down. The Arizona Cardinals. Arizona are no longer undefeated. Green Bay go in there. Oh, they don't have Devontae Adams. Oh, they don't have Valdez-Scantling. Oh, they don't have Lazard. Nobody wants to take them. Whatever, man. We did. We took them. And I like the way that the game worked out in the end with that weird play because I had the under as well. So, you know what? You got to be lucky to be good. Good to be lucky and all that. We've all lost in weird ways and stuff on a final freak play in a football game. So, that was cool to actually be on the right side. Kind of a strange play. You know, they go all the way down the field. I don't know. Like, everybody goes for it all the time now, too. I might have just kicked a field goal, actually. I think I'm getting a little bit more conservative, but... You know, and then you would have forced them to try to score a touchdown. Ironically enough, they nearly did. Green Bay dodged a bullet. It goes to show, like, when people talk about, like, teams, and I'm already seeing the tweets and stuff, oh, Arizona aren't for real, and whatever. It's like, guys, these games come down to a play, man. All right? Like, do you really think the Green Bay Packers are a million times better than the Arizona Cardinals are? Or did it just come down to a play? You know, these games come down to a play. It's the same thing in baseball. Oh, this guy sucks, he sucks, they suck, everybody sucks. Whatever, man. You know, and it comes down to a play. It comes down to one home run. This guy gave him the two-run shot, and that's that. Right? So, like, these teams are all pretty evenly matched in the National Football League. There's, you know, Green Bay Packers are a good football team. Right? Arizona Cardinals are a good football team. Arizona, listen, we told you they were due. They weren't running the table. They weren't going 17-0. And... this is why we also told you earlier in the week, and I had to do a double take and stuff to make sure that I got my bet in on this, because I'm like, man, yeah, did I get it in? Yeah, oh, well, I got it in, baby. The Los Angeles Rams to win the division, right? So the Rams were plus 175 before. I'm interested to see what it is now after they lose. Because, you know, those odds and everybody talking about Arizona, sort of like, you know, they're 15-0 or something like that. Like, they haven't run away with anything. And if anything, now Green Bay just on the tiebreaker against them would have home field. Just like that. And just like that. Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between. The Thursday Night Throwdown has begun. We're going to be sending it to Las Vegas, Nevada in a couple of minutes. Teddy Cover's going to step up and in, a.k.a. Ted Safransky. Wager Talk in the house. We're all about Vegas. Going to talk Raider football with Vincent Bonsignor a little bit later on. Windy City Sports Report. This is really just our degenerate gambling report with Julio Rosario. It's a play-by-play voice, Chicago State. In fact, college basketball is around the corner. So wild football game tonight. Strange play at the end of the game. And the Green Bay Packers are victorious. The game stays under the number. I think we even gave you the final score on game time decisions. I said the Packers want to play a 24-21 game. Well, the Packers played the Packers did what they needed to do tonight, running that offense through Aaron Jones. And I think, listen, Devontae Adams is a great player, but football teams are more than just a wide receiver. You got a great quarterback. He can help make other people around him better as well. And then Tanyan even got hurt. We got lucky that we actually hit the Tanyan prop over yards. We lose the reception prop, but we killed it. We crushed it. There's late night action going on. We're going to break it down. We'll get into the Friday's college football, NFL football. Looking forward to seeing the updated division future numbers. We told you to pull the trigger on the Los Angeles Rams at +175 earlier in the week. They don't have them up right now. Every division is up except this one. But I guarantee you the Rams ain't going to be +175 anymore. So breaking news in the National Hockey League, Joel Quenneville steps down. And it's not a surprise, man. We talked about this earlier in the week in which I said Joel Quenneville might like lose his job over this. And turns out Joel Quenneville steps down. And it's crazy because the Florida Panthers, everything's been going their way. They're playing good hockey. Quenneville's a great coach. But he pulled a Joe Paterno, basically. It's not just like, oh, did he know? No, he knew. And not only did he know, but he basically said, like, he was told that one of his players was sexually assaulted from a video coach. And he said, we can't worry about this. We're in the middle of the playoffs, and this is, we're about to win the Stanley Cup. We can't, it's not my problem. That's your problem now, coach, 11 years later. You think I'm dead, but I'm not. The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and...
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
More. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
You know what? It'll be nice having a little extra cash to bet on college football. Yeah, I'd like to bet $100.
You want to pick a team?
No, just take it.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabriel Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between, including Teddy Covers, who will join us momentarily. So the Green Bay Packers defeat the Arizona Cardinals. The Cardinals are undefeated no more. Randall Cobb, two touchdowns. So it's amazing. Randall Cobb hadn't had a two-touchdown game since 2015. Since he's rejoined the Packers, he has two of them this year. And I talked about it before the game started, but like, if you got Aaron Rodgers, I don't care who the wide receivers are. If you've got Aaron Rodgers, you've got a chance to win a football game. Aaron Jones, A.J. Dillon. Some great runs early in the game in which you saw, just sort of we won't be denied type of runs. Remember, Jones got stood up at the goal line, just kept going. craziness in the association right now, and I don't really want to see overtime. So we've got the Memphis Grizzlies plus the points. It's 98-98. Curry's got the ball. There's 7 seconds remaining. So in other words, Curry's going to launch a three. And Curry was fouled. He was fouled with 2 seconds left. Which is kind of strange. Like, if you're Curry, I don't know, like, that was a strange sequence. Like, if Memphis had a foul to give and you're Curry, then you knew, then, dude, like, you couldn't. Then, yeah, that was a strange. Even Draymond Green looks confused right now. Because now, you know what I mean? It goes from Steph Curry with the ball in his hands to just take the three to now you got to call, you got to dial up a play for this. That was very un-Steph Curry-like that he'd let that happen. Normally, he'd be like, you ain't touching me, man, and I'm going to get this three-point shot off. That was strange. 2.1 seconds left. I've got Memphis. I jumped on in when it was going on in-game, so I got a plus 6.5, but I still don't want it to go to overtime. We'll see if the man that joins us right now has any action on this game. Teddy Cover steps up and in. Teddy, wagertalk.com in the house. What's up, Teddy? Teddy! No? All right. It looks like I was just told, all right, we've got Teddy, and we do not have Teddy. So if people think I'm crazy, and that's the thing, right? I get told, hey. And in fact, that's 2 times in a row I've just been told he's there, and he's not. So, oh, boy. Oh, boy. It'd be nice just to be like a team and not be down 2-0 right away. It'd be nice just to have a normal evening, right? A normal evening. 98-98. 2.1 seconds remaining. We'll see if this game ends up going to overtime after all. And Curry ends up getting a three off, and he misses it. That was a nice design play that they did. I'll give him credit. That was a nice. You know what I mean? You'll see teams oftentimes, like, dude, like, what the hell was that? You know what I mean? Like, when they try to get a shot off with 2 seconds left, that was really well done. They basically inbounded it, and they sort of shielded Curry. Like, Curry had a clean look at it, but he was pretty far, and he had a cleaner look when he had the ball in his hand in the last 7 seconds of the game. So we're going to overtime. It's not the stress that I was looking for in my life right now with Memphis, but we are getting 6.5 points. We are getting 6.5, so I can feel that. I know I'm not in a complete panic about it. It's a crazy night in the NBA tonight. I was watching a football for the most part. You know what I mean? I had my eye on some of the NBA games. We were on the Wizards earlier tonight, but how about this? The Spurs led the Mavericks today, 25-5. All right, they were winning 25-5, and they ended up losing the game. So this is pretty crazy and something to keep our eye on for in-game betting purposes. Teams to lead by 20 or more points in the first quarter this year are now just 2-2. That's nuts. So teams, if you got teams that, you know, so basically 4 times so far this year in the NBA, a team has had a 20-point lead in the first quarter. And they've only won 2 of the 4 times. Last season, it was 43-4. I don't know if this is just an early little blip, aberration, or maybe teams just start quitting. I don't know. But it was 43-4 last season. Teams that had a 20-point or more lead in the first quarter won 43 to 47 times that it happened. This year, 2-2. 2-2. I saw that earlier tonight. I was like, wow, Dallas getting drilled. The New York Knicks. Knicks beat the Bulls. Bulls lose for the first time. The Knicks are now 4-1. This is their best start, actually. This is their best start. Best 5-game start. We're kind of reaching here, aren't we? It's their best 5-game start since 2012 and 13. When they were 5-0. That's the thing with the Knicks, if you notice. And you know what? They deserve it. Like, they deserve the accolades, in a sense, because Like, when the Knicks are bad and they're not doing well, let's be real. The Knicks have been a punchline of a lot of jokes over the years. People are angry. People mock them. Hardcore Knicks fans were like, you know, in a deep state of depression because of this team. And they were just a frustrating organization. And, the Knicks. But you'll notice when the Knicks are doing well, the media hype and the love is real and it's strong. And truth be told, they're deserving of it right now. They're playing great basketball. I mean, they have one loss. They lost to the Orlando Magic, kind of a weird game to lose, but they smoked the Magic on a Friday, and then they played them again on a Sunday, and they lost. So, you know, you give them a pass. They're not going to win every game. I like the Knicks. I think the Knicks are good. My deal with the Knicks is, in the big picture, and this is where I'd be concerned if I was a Knicks fan, is just, like, Kemba Walker has been injury-prone before. He's had a lot of surgeries and stuff. So I'd be concerned about him. Derrick Rose, same thing, right? Like, you've got experience back there, but you've got injury-prone guys. But they're a good team. They're the real deal. The Eastern Conference is no joke, man. It ain't no party playing in Eastern Conference anymore. Like, we've been making money betting on the Cleveland Cavaliers this week. The Cavs are going out west and beating teams, covering numbers, winning games outright. There's been a shift. There's been a shift. Like, the Eastern Conference is badass right now. So if you're just joining us, strange football game tonight in the desert. Everybody, and if you tuned in, man, we told you guys. I just didn't buy it, right? Like, basically, the contrarian play is usually the better one, in my opinion. You know, when the mainstream and everybody thinks, Devontae Adams isn't there. All right, Devontae Adams wasn't there. And people are making a big deal. I always love that, too. People always say that Valdes-Scantling sucks, and then he's not there, and it's a big deal that he's not there. It's like, I don't know, you guys always say how much he sucks. What are you talking about? I thought you said he sucked, right? And Alan Lazard not being there, whatever. I mean, we knew that it was going to be an Aaron Jones-heavy game. But for me, I think the credit, it goes with the Green Bay Packer defense. A Green Bay Packer defense without Jaire Alexander, a Green Bay Packer defense that was, you know, going on the road, taking on one of the most skilled position-laden teams in the National Football League. And they gave Aaron Rodgers a chance. You know, that's what it was all about to me. And I said it before the game. I said, I'm not worried about the Green Bay Packer offense. Aaron's going to move the football. But one thing we noticed, and if they lost the game, it would have been brought up. Why the hell do you think Matt LaFleur didn't go for it last year? He knows. They can't score from the goal line. They don't score. They didn't score. They happened again and nearly cost them a football game. Late Night Anger Management Class continues. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com.
I just can't live without Rage-a-hole.
The Late Night Anger Management Class. This is Sports Rage, SiriusXM Channel 204. Shout out to the Mightier 1090 kicking it. We're bringing it right now, 102-101, under 2 minutes remaining. Listen, we didn't want overtime. We're on Memphis plus the points, but it is what it is, and we got to deal with it now that we're into OT. I tell you, every one of these Memphis Grizzlies games are always close. Teddy covers. I believe we've made contact. Teddy,
oh,
are you?
Yeah.
How you doing, Teddy?
Contact.
I've heard you the whole way. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Welcome to my world. I heard your frustration. Yeah, I can hear you before. How you doing, Teddy?
Yeah, I'm doing fine, man. How about you? I had a good night. I was on the right side of the lucky stuff tonight, so I'm feeling good, man.
Yeah, you know, you got to be lucky to be good and good to be lucky and all that stuff, right, Teddy? And that was the case tonight. Green Bay Packers. And listen, I see people in the chat, oh, they were lucky they won and all this. Well, whatever, dude. Arizona were lucky they won when Minnesota missed a 37-yard field goal at the end of the game. Right? Like, that's the way the NFL is. And I'm always fascinated, Teddy, by the public perception. You see, like, the fandom world and stuff. And it's more crazier than ever, right? The modern sports fan, which everybody sucks after a loss and stuff. And, man, these games, they all come down to a play, Teddy. Right? Like, baseball, the World Series is, a lot of these games, you can pinpoint in at one at-bat. It was like, yeah, that was the at-bat. Look with the Dodgers and Matzik, right? That was the inning. That was the at-bat. That was the series. And it just comes down to a play, and you saw that tonight. I mean, the Green Bay Packers were lucky that Arizona screwed that up, because it's one of those things, no one will talk about it after, Teddy, but it's amazing. Green Bay does not score, and not only do you not score, you just allowed them to go 99 yards down the field. Unbelievable. And then they win the game.
Well, they didn't get the 99 yards. They got about 99.
Yeah, I say 94. Yards. Yeah, it's a good point.
Because, yeah. I mean, hey, Arizona.
Yeah, but it never should have come to that, Teddy. It never should have come to that.
Well, I like Matt LaFleur's aggression on fourth down. Okay, I liked Green Bay going for it there to try to put the game away. That's the right play. There's no reason to go for a field goal in that spot, and they didn't. So, and of course, if you don't get the touchdown, you leave them at the 1 yard line.
Yeah, and I know.
They actually had him in 3rd and 10.
Yeah.
And I was really curious if Arizona was going to punt from their own goal line and call the timeout, and I thought they probably would.
They would have had no choice. And then it was an A.J. Green wide open in the middle of the field. They got bailed out. But you know what? So, Teddy, I'm curious to see here, and FanDuel's usually very fast with this stuff. I took, and I talked about this earlier in the week, with anticipation. And I said, well, it's too bad that Devontae's hurt. But nevertheless, long story short, I took the Rams to win this division at plus 175. And I thought those odds were just too good to pass up, Teddy, considering the Rams only lost one football game. And now Arizona has one loss. Like, the odds didn't make sense to me. Like, it wasn't, like I said, it wasn't like they were down two games or something, right? Or three games. They were down one game. And I know they lost the head-to-head matchup, but now Arizona's lost. No one thought Arizona was going 17-0, Teddy. So I'm curious to see what they reposted. It was plus 175 tonight before the game.
So that's one of the things, Gabe, that, first of all, let me give you credit. All right, that's a good bet at a good number, and that's one of the things where you and I have an advantage over the newbies. We really do, all right, because we've been around the block so many times before. We know that Arizona, just like Detroit's not going to lose every game, Arizona's not going to win every game, you know. And the Rams, every bit as good, if not better, than the Cardinals. Every bit as live to win the division as Arizona is, and you get a plus 175 on that team. And it's a good bet. There's no other way to describe that other than a good bet. Well done, Gabe, because it is a good bet.
Well, thank you. Hopefully it's a winning bet. That'll be.
I
played a couple others. I played three of them, actually. I've been much more active with the future market, Teddy, and it's been working for me. Right? Like the college stuff, we've been killing it, and I haven't been paid, but I don't mind. It's just sitting there right now. The Miami under, Ohio State under 11.5. I've got a couple others still in operation. But what do you think about the Cincinnati Bengals winning that division? Because they're at plus 330, and I don't think they're getting enough respect. Like, that number does not make sense to me right now, Teddy. What do you
After
think about
last
that?
Last week, they're at plus 330?
330?
Yeah.
I'm looking right now. So this is it right now, FanDuel. All right, division. They have every division up except the West, because they want to readjust after Arizona. Baltimore Ravens minus 120. Cleveland Browns plus 250. Cincinnati Bengals plus 330. Doesn't make sense. Like, the Bengals should be the ones that are plus 250, and they should be lower than 250. Well, like, they're for real.
I mean, when we start looking at these bets, I'm going to look at schedules, you know, because Arizona there.
I know, I know.
And I got to look at three team schedule as well. But
look, the Bengals are playing the Jets this week, so that's another win, I'll tell you that.
Possibly.
What do you mean,
that's
possibly?
Why they play the game.
That's the Jets, Teddy. I don't assume a lot of things, but I'll assume this one. That's another one of my bets, the Jets under 6.5. So after this,
when
it gets real.
About a bad spot for sale. Okay, first of all, make no mistake about it. Cincinnati could lay an egg in this game.
Yeah.
This is a bad
spot. Oh, I'm not going to lay the points. You're right. You're right. I'm not laying
the
points.
Third straight road game. They won the first two. They're coming off a big blowout win over their division foe, and they got Cleveland on deck. This is the flat spot game. All right. If you can make a case for Mike White, you can bet the Jets plus the points. I'm having a hard time making a case for Mike White. I've made cases for guys like Mike White so many times in the past, and I'm supposed to have learned that lesson by now. So I'm trying not to make that case for the Jets. But Cincinnati could lose that game. Don't fool yourself, dude. It's the NFL. It's going to come down to one play. And they got no film on the guy either.
I still believe they're going to win the game. I'm not betting on them, though, but I'm just talking about I still believe they're going to win the game. But as far as their schedule, after that, Browns at Bengals, Bengals at Raiders, Steelers at Bengals, Chargers at Bengals, 49ers at Bengals. So, you know, it's real. I mean, there's no doubt about it, but I think they're a real football team. I think they're a real team. And then it's Bengals at Broncos, Ravens at Bengals, ooh, Chiefs at Bengals, Bengals at Browns. Yeah, there's no free passes on a weekly basis here for these guys.
Well, but I mean, it's the difference between the two bets, all right, and there's a difference. The difference between the two bets is L.A. should be the favorite, and you're getting, I got them at plus 175. L.A. is the better of those
two teams.
We know L.A. is the better of those two
teams. And there's two teams that are done in that division with his bet. It's really a two-horse race, right? Seattle and San Francisco are done, in my opinion.
Whereas Cincy, yeah, they're alive, but they're not chalk here, you know?
Yeah, I know. But 330 is a good number, though, I think. I still think it's a good number.
And it'll only, if they beat the Jets, it'll only go down. So it's one of those you bet it sooner rather than later.
And the third one I made, I played the Chargers at plus 100. And the Raiders are plus 400. And we're going to talk Raider football a little bit later on, too, with Vinny Bonsignore is going to join us, talk some Raider football. Gruden got paid today, whatever, in a settlement and all that crap. But you see these Raiders team. Are you buying it? Do you think the Raiders could win a division? Because they're plus 400. I think the Chiefs are in trouble, for real. I don't think the Chiefs are going to win a division. So is it the Raiders or is it the Chargers? I think the Chargers are actually better than the Raiders are. And, you know, is it great value at plus 100? No, but it's 100 for a reason. And the game's over. Memphis win outright, guys. Memphis Grizzlies, put it on the board.
Never in doubt.
Yeah, never in doubt. Did you have any action on this one?
Grizzlies are making everybody money. Grizzlies every game. Cavs every game. Right now.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Me too. Love this Cavs size. Hey, no one knows their roster. It's good. I know. I've been doing it too. And it's funny, a couple of nights ago, they were like, "You're taking the Cavs?" I'm like, "Yeah." And they did. And then Cam's on board. He's like, "You're doing it again?" I'm like, yeah. Last night, I'm like, "Yeah, why won't I?" Well, I don't know if I want to lay them as points, but we're getting points like that, definitely. Memphis win, what was it, 104-101? Yeah. And that was the final, 104-101 final score. Memphis Grizzlies get it done outright. Okay, Teddy, so what do you think about that Western Division, AFC West? Who do you think wins? Chiefs?
So,
Chargers, Raiders?
If you have a bet on the Chargers, I wouldn't argue with making a smaller bet on the Raiders. The Raiders are
look
like a playoff team, okay? And if the one's even money and the other one's 4-1, you can hedge off your one a little bit with some money the other way. Because, again, the last 2 weeks, the Raiders' play at the line of scrimmage has been extraordinary. And maybe Gruden was holding them back offensively, you know, because the play calling's been way better.
It's interesting, you say that, Teddy, because I saw an interview. I get David Carr is on the NFL Network. And if there's anyone that has insight to Derek Carr, it's David Carr, right? Yeah. And he's been pretty forthright. And he said that, you know, him and Gruden were really tight and all that. But then he said he dropped. He goes, "But I'll tell you one thing." He goes, "Derek and Gruden used to have disagreements," and he said, "Expect to see the Raiders be more aggressive on offense now and push the ball more down the field," with Carr now. And I, like you said, I think Gruden was holding them back a little bit. It's a confident football team right now. They're a good team. And I said the same thing, Teddy, because I think the Chargers are better. But, man, plus 400, you don't have to bet that much, and you get the Chargers and the Raiders in your back pocket, right?
And the Chargers, you know what the Chargers are. So I have a couple issues with the Chargers. One is I don't know the defense is as good as advertised. I really don't. And two is the Chargers find a way. There are certain franchises that find ways not to win divisions.
But is it Staley different now with Staley there?
Is it different for Cleveland yet?
No. No, I've always said that too. San Diego / Los Angeles have always been like the Buffalo, Cleveland, Detroit of the West. But nobody feels sorry for them because there's nice weather. But they have the same pain and misery. You're right. The more Teddy on the other side, bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
This podcast is supported by Talkspace.
When my husband came home from his military deployment, readjusting was hard for all of us. Thankfully, I found Talkspace.
Talkspace provides professional support from licensed therapists and psychiatric providers online. Military members, veterans, and their dependents ages 13 and older can get fast access to providers, all from the privacy of their computers or smartphones.
I just answered a few questions online, and Talkspace matched me with a therapist. We meet when it's convenient for me, and I can message her anytime. It was so easy to set up, and they accept TRICARE. Therapy was going so well, my husband and I started seeing a couples therapist through Talkspace, too.
Talkspace works with most major insurers, including TRICARE. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com/military. Go to Talkspace.com/military to get started today. That's Talkspace.com/military.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
To Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 204.
All right, listen, I need some cash.
What for?
I just need it, that's all.
Oh, no. Don't tell me. You're gambling again, aren't you? Oh, you weak, weak man.
Late Night Anger Management Class, this is Sports Rage. I am Morenci. Teddy covers WagerTalk.com. Kicking it with us. Let's just get right back into the games right now. We said earlier, Teddy, well, Arizona aren't going 17-0 and Detroit aren't going 0-17. Is this, do you like Detroit in this spot? What do you think about them? What do you think of that game with the Philadelphia Eagles this week?
So here's the problem. I can only take Detroit in the game because Detroit isn't going 0-17 and this is the game they can win. And if Philly plays anything like they played last week, you know, they're a 2-5 team laying more than a field goal on the highway. I'm not doing it. But on the other hand, the Lions are a pretty lousy team coming off one of their better games, and the Eagles are a notch or two ahead of Detroit and coming off maybe their worst game. So I can't lay a hook. I mean, I certainly can't lay the hook with Philly. There's not a chance. It's Detroit or pass for this better. But, I mean, when was the last time the Lions got above 20 points?
I know.
Week one against San Fran? I mean, that's a bad offense. So. Really is. It's just, you know, it's good. If you're ranking the offense in the NFL, was it Houston and then Detroit at the bottom?
It's only plus 162 as well. So it's not like you can hang your hat on and say, well, we're getting a good price here. You know what I mean? It's like, not really. You're really not getting a great price. But I do think they're going to be in it. I mean, they're in a lot of these football games. They got to break through one of these weeks. I've got it circled. But I like what Paul Bovey said. Me and Cam asked Bovey about this game earlier in the week. He said, I'm going to find other spots. That's what he said.
and that's the truth of it. Because for as, you know, you say they've been competitive, and they have been competitive.
But they're 4-3 ATS. They are 4-3 ATS.
Yeah, but they played, like, who's been interested in Detroit at any point this season?
Me. I bet him every week.
Their opponent. The game against Baltimore.
Oh, no. You're right.
This day, they were flat. Green Bay didn't show up for the first half of their game. I mean, one game after the next, nobody gets up for the Lions. And off the game Philly played last week, maybe they get up for the Lions. You know what I mean? Because Philly was, you know, that's as bad as I've seen that team look in years last week. They got blown off the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball.
Buffalo Bills minus 13.5, hosting the Dolphins. Falcons lay 3.5 to the Panthers. Tennessee Titans plus 2.5 against Indy. L.A. Rams minus 14.5 in Houston. The Cincinnati Bengals, a game we discussed earlier, laying 10.5 on the road. Mike White will be the starting quarterback for the Jets. Cleveland Browns minus 3.5 against the Steelers. Niners lay 3.5 in the Windy City. Seattle minus 3.5 against the Jags. Chargers minus 4 against the Patriots. What do you think about that game, Teddy? What a strange point spread here. I think it should be higher. What do you make of that one? Chargers, we were talking about the Chargers earlier. You said the Chargers just sort of find ways to screw up, you know, and historically in their franchise history, and it is true. They got a new coach. I don't know if Staley can change that culture with the new quarterback and Justin Herbert as well. What do you make of the Charger game laying 4 against the Pats? Coming off the bye.
If I'm going to play, I probably lay, but I'm not in a rush to do that. I mean, look, the Chargers are coming off a bad loss and a bye week. You know, they had that no-show game right before the bye, and now they come back, and this is supposed to be your focus spot, and we're going to smack somebody spot. And the Patriots are coming off a phony blowout win against a really bad team. So, you know, New England, I have no hesitation betting against a team off a phony blowout that's getting a whole bunch of market support this week, like Cincinnati, you know, like New England. And yet at the same time, I feel like, you know, right now is the time to bet on the Patriots, man. That team's better than they were a month ago. They're confident. Mac Jones has finally found a rhythm with his receivers. I don't trust the Chargers' defense one iota. And I look at New England's offense right now, and I mean, who stopped it the last couple of weeks? Nobody. Literally, the Patriots, forget what they were doing a month ago. Look, yeah, the last couple of games, and that offense is up and down the field, you know, real good decision-making. So I'd rather probably have the total than the side. I look at the over in this game. I think we will. You know, the Patriots, again, started the season as an under team, and that's not the case anymore. The Chargers can certainly trade points with anyone. No, I probably looked that way before I looked at the side.
48.5 is the total at FanDuel right now. L.A. Chargers minus 4. Patriots plus 176 on the money line. Chargers minus 210. I think one of the games of the day and the weekend, Dallas Cowboys and Minnesota. So I'm curious your take on this, Teddy, because I had a bunch of season win totals. Like I said, I'm doing really well with them. One of them I cashed out, like, earlier this week. I looked, I checked in. I was like, all right, let me see what they're doing here with the Minnesota Vikings. I played the Vikings under 8.5, Teddy, before the season started. Except I like what I see from them now. I'm liking what I'm seeing from the Minnesota Vikings. So I look and I put $300 on it, and they offer me $300 to cash out this week. So I cashed out, and I want to buy into the over. It's 8.5 now. I love this that they have win totals, like, all during the year now, adjusted. So it's still 8.5. So basically I came into the year thinking, no, I don't, you know, I'm not buying into Minnesota. Yet, I like this team now, Teddy, and I'm fortunate I got the opportunity to build. What's your opinion on this? I think they've turned the corner a little bit. Remember years ago, Zimmer was an ATM machine, man, against non-division opponents. It was free money. He would cover all the time. He was a great covering coach. He would really only not cover in a division sometimes. Great defensive coach. Vikings had a great D. It slipped the last 2 years. I don't know. They didn't pay people. They brought in a bunch of kids. It wasn't working out early. Blah, blah, blah. We know what happened. Kirk Cousins wasn't great. All that's changed, Teddy. They get a pass rush. The secondary's playing well. Kirk Cousins is playing well. Doesn't matter who the running back is. The offense is good, bro. Thielen, Jefferson, Madison, Cook, etc. I like the way the Vikings are playing, and this is a big game, the statement game here. I guess we're going to find out about this team. And now, I don't know, Teddy, more and more, sounds like Dak might not play in this game.
Yeah, and the markets, you know, there was nothing but Minnesota money all day under the assumption that he wasn't going to play. Big move on this game. And
like, me and Teddy like to read between the lines, and his quote, I want to play, but I'm going to listen to the doctors, tells me that it sounds like you're not playing when I hear that.
Look, here in Vegas, the line moved 4 points off of that quote, okay?
Wow.
I'm seeing as high as -3 on Minnesota right now. And I do want to point out, you talked about the 48.5 of New England and the Chargers. That's the lowest number that you can find. That's the
really,
best number out there. So take advantage if you don't have an account.
And also,
it's the time to get one.
If you like the Vikings, click right now then, right? That's the type. That's what we're saying too, right?
Well, no. I mean, it's already...
Because if Dak plays, it goes back. You're taking a chance.
Exactly.
It's the gamble, right?
Exactly. Yeah. If you like the Vikings, you missed it. And here's why I'm not necessarily as bullish on Minnesota. Look, last year was an injury debacle for that team. You know, their top six defensive guys got hurt. Everybody they counted on the defense was...
Yeah.
But there are depth issues with Minnesota, and they've avoided any of the serious injury bug. This team hasn't really had any.
It's true.
And if they, I mean,
that's what I'm saying, Teddy. They've actually been lucky. They're hitting field goals at the end of games. Other teams are missing field goals. Suddenly, the Vikings are lucky.
Sure. And that lasts until December. You know, until you know, Anderson will miss a couple for you. Sorry, I hate to do that. If you're a Viking backer, how brutal that is. That, you know, that's like people saying 28-3, ha ha. You know, it just brings up awful memories. You don't want to.
That Seattle game. I watched that game at Hooters in Vegas. Actually, I never forget that. I'm missing the kick. So yeah, Vikings Cowboys. All right, Teddy. I want to get into some college, but any other NFL game pique your interest?
I mean, they all pique my interest, man. You got to be more. So what do you think of the Bills laying 2 touchdowns this week?
I'm not in love with it. No. I'm not in love with that, no.
Yeah, and you know, Buffalo has matched up really well against Miami in recent meetings. But if there's is there a circle the wagon spot for the Dolphins? Have they circled the wagons?
And this stupid trade deadline stuff is coming up, right? So that's hovering over them, even though I think it's all crap. I mean, I like to see all the people that reported all how done it was to Miami with Deshaun. It ain't happening. I'm going to tell you it ain't happening. No, I'm not in love with the Bills laying this type of points, especially coming off the bye. I don't know. I mean, they should be. They lost to Tennessee in a weird way, right? They haven't played since that game, but I'm not in a hurry to lay the points. They'll win the game, but we could get backdoored at 14. You're saying Tua is good at garbage time points.
What I don't understand is the Deshaun Watson stuff. Because this, I mean, how can any team trade for him? How can you trade for him? How can you tell your fan base, yeah, I'm going out to get this guy right now. And I'm giving up 3 number ones for him.
And mid-season, too. Like, what? Like, how does he, you know what I mean, just drop a quarterback in? Like, I don't think, Teddy, from a PR standpoint, anyone in the NFL cares. These guys don't care.
What about John Gruden, though?
That's a good point. We're gonna get some good points now, dude.
It's not.
I know, and even Teddy
anymore.
You're not a hockey guy, Teddy, but Joel Quenneville, who's a big time coach, man,
yeah,
has won like 3 Stanley Cups.
Sure,
he stepped down today because he looked the other way from a sexual abuse thing on his team 11 years ago, and it caught up to him today.
Sure, you know the times they are changing, my friend.
It's almost every day there's a coach.
I don't know Deshaun Watson. Anybody he plays for anyone ever. Like, that kind of changing.
I think he plays, but next year. I think he'll get traded at the draft. I think eventually the case... I mean, the case can't go on for 10 years. I mean, God, the Nuremberg trial...
The U.S. legal justice system can go on for a lifetime.
Oh, God, I know, eh? Like, yeah, we'll see in 4 years. It's like... It's crazy. All right, Teddy. Big game. Big game. Sparty and the Wolverines. Suddenly, I love the bandwagon. The Michigan bandwagon's filling up right now. Jerry Palm was on with us last night. He does CBS, he does the projections, he does a great job, you know, playoffs and all that. He says that if Michigan wins this game, they're going to be ranked number 2 in the first college football playoff standings, Teddy, on Tuesday. Like, that's like, you know, forget about the polls and all that. Like, the real stuff comes out is the first one on Tuesday. It's just crazy to hear that. He said, yeah, Georgia will be 1 if they win, and Michigan will be number 2 in the playoff standings. But Michigan laid 3.5. Oh, boy. What are you making a number here, Teddy? Total's 50.5. My gut's telling me under in this game, but it's 2021. Do any games go under anymore? But come on, 7-0 Sparty, 7-0 Michigan Wolverines. How the hell is this not a smash-mouth game?
And how is it not a, you know, both coaches more confident with their defense than their offense? All right, this is the kind of game.
Field position then, huh? Yeah.
Let the other guy make the first mistake. You know, this one could easily be 3-3 with, you know, 5 minutes left before halftime. I'm with you on the under. And in terms of rankings in the playoff, what are October rankings worth, dude? You know?
Not much. It's not. Well, it used to be the team that was ranked first in the first one never made the playoff, right? Because people, but you know, Teddy, and I'll be with you because you hate all that stuff anyways. But this is where the bitching begins for real. Nobody really cares about the AP poll and all that, the coaches poll, but you're going to see all the debate and the hell and everyone arguing, Teddy, about a Tuesday's poll when it comes out. And it's all irrelevant because all these teams play each other anyways, right? People bitch and they're bitching for nothing. So it's like, that doesn't matter. But what about laying 3.5 with the Wolverines? Seems a little high to me.
I'm playing, I'm laying. Michigan's better than Michigan State. You know, they are.
I think they are as well.
Sparty's lost a couple times this year, just haven't showed on the score.
We'll wrap up with Teddy. Yeah, that Indiana, Nebraska, that Nebraska game, we'll wrap up with Teddy on the other side. Late Night Anger Masterclass. Bring it.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Three-minute warning. Late-night anger management class. Teddy Covers kicking it with us. I wanted to ask Teddy about the World Series. Time just flew by tonight with Teddy, as it always does. Quickest 180 minutes in sports talk radio. But said Teddy is UNLV, Fremont Cannon. So UNLV, Nevada, Teddy, 20.5, 58.5. What's your take on this one?
So it's too many points. You know, the Rebels are kind of like the Lions in the sense of teams haven't taken them that seriously. But they've been competitive. They really have. I don't know that I trust them for 60 minutes. You know, maybe look at UNLV first half as opposed to full game because they're, you know. And Nevada, it's I'm not saying it's big brother, little brother at this stage. but Nevada's the Wolfpack.
Oh, they've owned them.
Fish to fry. And then they're retired, but the kids from Reno really hate the kids from Las Vegas. I don't know if that's the case for this year's team. I look at UNLV plus maybe first half as opposed to full game.
Seems like 58.5 is fair. There should be some points put up on the board in this football game.
Well, I mean, if the Rebels, like the Rebels offense is very hit or miss. You know, there are weeks where it clicks and they can run the football. And Nevada may be a team they can run on. But if they can't run, UNLV can't score.
It's 37-19 last year, 33-30 the year before. UNLV beat them 2 years ago. UNLV had a couple of wins, actually. They beat them 34-29 as well. I think it's too many points. So before we get you out of here, Teddy, World Series, have you been interested in betting it? Have you been betting it? Or do you bet one game and then not a game? Are you betting every game? How are you approaching the World Series?
I got the Astros before it started. I got a little bit more Astros after game one. And frankly, I like Houston game three. So even though it's a huge bet for the series, I may end up taking it for the game. And that's my big win for the series. I thought Houston would be better. Although in the postseason, it's really hard to explain rationale in the postseason. You know what I mean? In the regular
Teddy.
I like this starting pitcher.
Teddy! See you, Teddy.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.